Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Bryce Vaught.
Welcome to day 4 of our journey through the Gospel of Mark chapter 9. Just as a reminder, we've kind of entered in this important transition time in Mark's Gospel where Jesus is focusing, narrowing his attention to his disciples, instructing them on what discipleship looks like. And Mark is sharing this with his readers to give them some insight into what faithful discipleship looks like in the midst of a really difficult world. And we come now to verses 38 through 41, and we see here that John, one of the disciples, comes to inform Jesus that they saw someone casting out demons in Jesus' name, and that the disciples tried to stop them because he wasn't following the disciples. And so Jesus responded and even rebuked them, saying, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a mighty work in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. For the one who is not against us is for us. For truly, I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward." Now, I think this is a pretty interesting passage because it reveals a lot about human nature. You know, the goal, of really the heart for Christians is that we would help people be conformed to the image of Jesus. But I think more often than not, we get confused and we seek to just conform people to our own image and our own likeness. And instead of just allowing people to see and learn of who God is themselves. Now, I want to start by saying this. I'm not saying that everyone who claims Christ is necessarily on our team. There certainly are people who would claim to be Christian who do not align with the Christian teaching. Jesus even himself says that there will be people in the last day who cry out to him, "Lord, Lord," and Jesus will respond to them, "I never knew you." The reality is that there are certain truths, certain parts of our faith that all Christians everywhere for all time have believed. That there is a faith that has been handed down from the apostles to our day. And if whoever aligns with that is a part of this Christian team. But then there's also some secondary issues, some secondary doctrines that are not a matter of salvation, whether a person is saved or not, but they can be some important issues into how we practice out our faith. One quick example I could come up with is just within the Christian church, you have charismatic churches and you have non-charismatic churches. And the thing is, I've been a part of both camps throughout my life. And unfortunately, there are people in both camps who are hostile towards the other, that would exalt themselves and their own church or their own way of practicing out the Christian faith. They would exalt that in favor of the other side's practice of the Christian faith. And Jesus's point here is that when it comes to being a disciple, a faithful disciple in the midst of a broken world that experiences suffering, we end up getting caught up not in opposing evil, but we get caught up in sibling rivalry. And the reality is that God has called us to be a part of his family. And we make opponents out of people who aren't even opposing us. A lot of people tend to get angry over the idea of so many different denominations and divisions within Christianity. And yet, I think in recent years, I've come to really appreciate the diversity and the creativity God uses to draw men and women to himself. Because the truth is, there are certain people who, because of their personality, would never step foot into a charismatic church. And they'd go to a non-charismatic church, and God would use that church to save them. Then there are certain people who, because of their background or, again, their personality, would never step foot into a more traditional, non-charismatic church, but they would go to a charismatic church. And God uses that to save them and draw them to himself. And so our hope today, as we seek to be faithful disciples in a really broken age, is that if they're for Jesus, we're for them. And we want to pray for them and see God use them to bring more and more people to know Jesus and to follow him with all their heart. That's our hope for today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.